Okay, hello and welcome. You are listening to Uncut Gems Podcast, a weekly show where we talk about movies nobody else wants to talk about, usually for as long as it takes to watch them. I'm going to incorporate this as the sort of part of the opening.
The byline.
The byline, yeah. And my name is Jakub.
And I'm Randy.
And then, jokes on you, this is not the episode of the regular show where we do talk about movies and nobody else wants to... No, we do, because this is an episode of our John Cassavetes retrospective, and then this is a filmmaker that's vastly underrated. So, today, this is episode number 10. We're nearing completion of our marathon of 12 films. And today we are talking about Gloria. But before we do so, traditionally... let's start with a thank you. If you're listening to this show on our Patreon, then massive thanks for supporting our show and supporting the sort of the effort, the venture. I don't know what to call it, the hobby, because this is just us two dads with guests and friends and coming over to rant about movies, getting together on Friday nights. Some of us. Well into the night, some of us just zooming from work at breakneck speeds to make it in time,
and some of us continuing to do this into the wee hours of Saturday morning,
and then some others as well just doing it on an empty stomach as well, so you know, like, the sacrifice is real. So you know,
that's right folks, we're idiots.
But you know, this is what, like, men will start a podcast instead of just having dinner. Or this thing.
Yes.
But, you know, like, I don't know.
It's fine.
We're here.
It's fine.
We're doing it. It's great. So, thanks for supporting us. Thanks for sticking with us. And if you're listening to the little teaser that we have on the main feed or wherever the hell you found us, then just bear in mind that this thing is going to come into an end very shortly, and then you'll have to continue on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/uncutgemspod. We're just $3 a month, €3, £3, £4.50 Canadian. Probably just about £4.50 Australian, I suppose. Like, I don't know. You do your own conversion. You'll be able to subscribe and then listen to extra podcasts. It actually works out to more or less being a buck a show, if you think about it. If you want to just, like, get your value out of this. Like you're really getting a lot of content to listen to, and I don't know, like, I feel like we're fun. So yeah,
we're having fun at least.
Exactly. So you know, like, if you like what we're doing, then support our show. So thanks to those who did, and then welcome and just a warm welcome, just, you know, to those who may or may not be just about to press subscribe. So yeah, with that, just a quick reminder, this month we've released Logan Lucky as the addition to the Soderbergh project, and The Exorcist as the monthly tie-in. And by the way, if you still haven't subscribed to our Patreon, the Exorcist tie-in is available to listen for free, as just as a freebie, because like once or twice a year we kind of just like throw these out pro bono. So you can go and listen to this just start to finish. It's like 2 hours and a bit of Friedkin stuff. So
it's a doozy.
It's Friedkin awesome.
A pazoozy.
It's a pazoozy. Yeah, so go and listen to that. Yeah, and that's kind of it for the announcements, I suppose. So we might as well just start talking about the 10th film in the John Cassavetes catalog titled Gloria.
Relax.
Nothing's going right.
Thanks.
Now have a pizza pie.
What kind of pie?
Apple with vanilla ice cream.
We don't have apple.
Then what do you have?
Peach.
Okay, I'll have peach with vanilla ice cream.
What to drink?
I'll have a Coke.
We'll have milk.
I don't want milk.
You'll have milk and I'll have a cup of coffee. Black or regular? Milk and sugar on the side. Milk and sugar on the side. Yeah. Take a walk.
So Gloria was written and directed by John Cassavetes, stars Jenna Rowlands, Julie Carmen, Buck Henry, John Adames, John Finnegan, Tom Noonan, Lawrence Tierney, a few other people, friends and neighbors, as usual. And tells the story of Gloria, an ex-mistress of a mob boss who takes into her care a young boy, and his name is Phil, who's the only survivor after he's left orphaned when his father and his mother are executed by the mob. And then turns out that the same mob is also after the kid, because the kid was given a book by his dad, and this book is important to the mob because he was an accountant. He was just fudging numbers. I don't know. So Gloria takes Phil and they go together on a run from the mob. That's the movie. That's a Jakob synopsis.
That's what it is, though.
It's just, yeah. You wouldn't find it on the back of a Blu-ray because it makes absolutely no sense. But yeah, so story behind this movie just is actually quite short, but it's an interesting one, because after the opening night, or just opening night, failed at the box office and failed to turn the dial, and let's just say convert the public at large to appreciate John Cassavetes as an artist and a filmmaker. He literally had enough. He retreated into his own shell, and he decided he's not going to make any more movies. He decided he's going to write scripts and stage plays. So he just retreated into this comfort zone of just writing and then meeting with his friends to just play them out and just do some readings. So he did write a bunch of plays and a bunch of scripts, some finished, some unfinished. He had a whole stack, a whole shelf of unproduced screenplays, unfinished work, some of which was then taken a little bit more seriously for a while. Like, he invited people like Elaine May, Peter Falk, Ben Gazzara, all these people to kind of just go and have fun and read and workshop these things. And they, like, because he would take these things very seriously, they thought, oh, maybe this is going to be a film or something. And then he would just drop them. I think at some point he almost ended up writing something for Peter Bogdanovich. Almost dared Richard Dreyfuss that he would write a whole screenplay in a weekend. Things of that nature. So this is kind of like late 70s for Cassavetes of just... And then according to Jenna Rollins, this was how he relaxed. He wrote. He could be extremely focused, and he could just write. That's kind of how he unwound. And he had a lot of unwinding to do because the world did him an absolute stinky. Okay? And then just one day, he gets a... Because, of course, as he was also doing this, he would play in films and stage productions just to make money because, you know, you have to pay your bills. And then one day he gets a phone call from MGM who want him to write a script for Ricky Schroeder. So he wrote this script, called it One Summer Night, later retitled to Gloria, with the expectation that he decided, I'm going to write a story about gangsters. I have no idea about who these people are. I've never known a gangster, so I'm just going to make shit up just for fun about this sort of like this woman assassin something, right? So he wrote this, showed it to MGM. They loved it. They really loved it. And they said, like, he wrote it for sale. As in, like, I'm going to write it, I'm going to sell it. And they wrote it, but they eventually ended up not buying it because Schroeder bowed out. So they didn't want it anymore.
So this would be like 8-year-old Schroeder. Like, he's just a child actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was the thing, right? Like, that was like late 70s. That's like, when was Paper Moon, like early 70s? Like, I think this was still like an era of like kid movies. So that's kind of what they wanted. So he just wrote this movie with this sort of like assassin, sort of Leon the Professional sort of movie, right? With the sole intention of selling it off. And they said, no, thanks, because like this guy can, the kid moved on. So this agent goes like, well, I showed this script to guys at Columbia, and they really want it. But, so he says, like, I've got good news and bad news, he says to him, apparently. He goes, like, well, so good news is Columbia really wants to buy your script, and the bad news is they want you to direct it. And he goes, like, no, I don't want to direct this. But then he needs money, and then everyone in this... in this circle says to him, like, this is a bad idea. Like, don't direct this film. Like, this is not your style. What are you doing? Sam Shaw goes, like, this is not a good idea. Like, you should never do this. So, and then weirdly enough, because it's a studio film, like, do you remember last time when you made a studio film, how much of a problem this was? Do you remember when they tried to bury Minnie and Moskowitz? Do you remember how Stanley Kramer nearly killed you? Like, that's... like, they, his friends, like, coming in with interventions because he just thinks, like, maybe I can do this. So he signs on to direct this. Meanwhile, Columbia, I think there are some, like, conflicting sort of stories, because in the book, the Cassavetes and Cassavetes book, like, there's sort of the story goes that, you know, he signs on and then Columbia wants Barbara Streisand to star in it. But Barbara Streisand doesn't want Cassavetes to direct because he didn't want to direct A Star Is Born, something to that effect. And they eventually and just...
Was it Too Late Blues that was produced by... We talked about sort of Streisand's handler recently. What film was it? Was there a history with Cassavetes? Does it go to Too Late Blues or was it something else?
Sounds familiar. This could be it. Okay. Either this or A Child Is Waiting, one of the two. Or maybe Minnie and Moskowitz. Because I can remember, like, Too Late Blues is like early 60s.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is. Or maybe it is Too Late Blues.
I'll give it a look. You keep going.
Yeah. So... that happens, but then she moves on, and then Cassavetes says, I want Jenna Rollins to do this, and then they sign Jenna Rollins to star in this film, and the kind of story goes from there. The guy gets $4 million to make a film, which is the most he's ever gotten to make any movie, and he didn't even have to remortgage his house.
Sorry, just Martin L. Rickman was the guy who discovered Streisand, and he was behind Coma.
Coma, that's a guy.
Yeah.
Well, we did talk about him.
Yeah.
He's early onset dementia. We're just like, you just feel like we've talked about stuff, but it's just like no idea where.
We talk about this stuff though at the time of the day where it's like with the wee hours of the morning for you, and I've missed a couple meals. So good on us. We do okay.
So, you know, is what it is. So. We started shooting this, like, they started pre-production. I think in the meantime, I think Cassavetes stars in Whose Life Is It Anyway? And for John Badham, the movie gets underway sort of early 1979, somewhere like that. They film for, I think, 9 or 12 weeks. Everything's kind of just on a sort of studio schedule. I think they really don't really go over budget all that much. It kind of just like wraps up and whatever. And all of a sudden, like, just the releases are not coming. Like, it's just for some reason... Columbia wants to shelve it. Because MGM wanted it. And yeah, Columbia wants to shelve it. So then Cassavetes goes on a bit of a key read and doesn't want a repeat out of just like...
If you'd like to listen to this show in its entirety, head over to our Patreon over at patreon.com/uncutgemspod, where for $3 a month you'll be able to hear many other bonus recordings of ours, such as tie-ins to our main show, mini retrospectives, and comprehensive director marathons. patreon.com/uncutgemspod is the place, so head over there and subscribe.